the unknown.
Mystery.
Space.
Science!
Have fun.
Adventure.
Suspense.
Fantasy.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
By your powers combined, I am happy to welcome you to the Journey Into podcast. I am your guide, Marshall Latham, coming to you from base camp in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. However, I am pleased to report that we will soon be moving our base of operations to the state of Oregon. More detail on that as things develop. Well, we've been focused on the superhero for the last few journeys, but we don't want to overlook their counterparts, the supervillains. Some speculate that the supervillain evolves as a form of escalation, as Lieutenant Jim Gordon suggests.
You really started something. Bank cops running scared, hope on the streets.
But
what about escalation?
Escalation.
We start carrying semi-automatics, they buy automatics. We start wearing Kevlar, they buy armor-piercing rounds.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a mask. Jumping off rooftops. Now take this guy. Arm robbery, double homicide. Got a taste for the theatrical, like you. Leaves a calling card.
I'll look into it.
Or maybe it's the superhero who rises up to thwart the powerful evildoers. This intergenesis could be debated for a long time. It's kind of a chicken and the egg conundrum. It may even be, as Elijah Price theorized, that the hero and villain are made for each other.
Now that we know who you are, I know who I am. I'm not a mistake. It all makes sense. In a comic, you know how you can tell who the arch villain's going to be? He's the exact opposite of the hero. And most times they're friends, like you and me. I should have known way back when. You know why, David? Because of the kids.
They called me Mr. Glass.
All too often, however, the line that separates a superpowered individual from being a hero or a villain can be quite thin. Which brings us to today's flash fiction. In Spite of Himself was written by Nathaniel Lee. Nathaniel Lee was born in Northern Virginia and received a BA in English Literature from Oberlin College. He is a former English teacher currently working as a phone monkey in Charlotte, North Carolina. He publishes daily microfiction at mirrorshards.org, and he has original stories forthcoming in Abyss and Apex, Podcastle, and the Doonsteef audio fiction magazine. He regrets being unable to fly. This story will be read to you by Matt Weller. Matt Weller is a white-collar wage slave by day. By night, you can find him in his basement sound booth podcasting, voice acting, or producing somebody else's podcast. Or voice acting. You can follow Matt's work and seemingly random thought process on mattweller.com. That's mattweller.com. Or just listening to podcasts. You'll hear him again. So come with me as we journey into infamy.
In Spite of Himself, by Nathaniel Lee. The gun barrel trembled, inches away from old Clive's snow-white hair. Trent's own hands shook as he met Clive's terrified gaze, tears trembling in his faded blue eyes, the young guard lowered his gun, head hanging in shame.
That's it. Put it on the floor, slowly.
The skinny man with the botched buzz cut gestured sharply with his free hand, also holding a pistol while he kept his other hand trained on Clive. Trent set his service weapon on the floor, resentment and fear warring on his face.
Kick it over here.
Trent complied.
Okay, I want all the cash in the drawers, put it in the paper bags. You,
he pointed his gun at a blonde in a blue miniskirt,
come get the bags and fill them, now!
He screamed and she hesitated.
Do it now or I'll kill you, see if I don't!
The woman whimpered as she darted forward and snatched up the pair of shopping bags. She cringed from the skinny man, who seemed to take great delight in her fear.
That's right,
he crowed.
You'd better do what I say. I've got the power. I've got...
His words cut off abruptly as the floor opened up beneath him. A gaping hole appeared, the tiles and cement collapsing with a rumble, forming a ramp and a tunnel and kicking up a cloud of dust. The robber disappeared into the darkness. There was a brief sound of voices and a thud. And then a figure strode up into the light, clad in a brightly colored suit with a long flowing cape. A mask and hood concealed his features, and he dragged the would-be robber behind him, limp and unconscious.
I am Alcahest, he cried out, dropping the robber's collar and allowing the beaten criminal to slump to the floor. And I am here to...
A superhero!
Cried a small child. We're saved! Came another anonymous voice from the crowd. What? Said Alcahest. Hold on, I want...
Is it Captain Courage?
No, I think that's Muskrat's new costume. Now look here, Alcahest shouted testily. He reached into a satchel he had slung at his side. I have a powerful explosive, which I have perfected in my laboratory, and...
Oh, thank you, sir, said Clive, lurching unsteadily to his feet and grasping Alcahest's gloved hand, pumping it energetically.
If it weren't for you, the bank would have been robbed and people might have been hurt.
He did collapse the floor, Trent put in dubiously, retrieving his gun.
Small price to pay for the safety of our customers, Clive asserted firmly.
He turned to Alcahest and whispered conspiratorially, He's young. Don't you worry, sir. I'll teach him proper respect for superheroes.
Alcahest's lips curled down sourly.
I'm sure you will, he said. Excuse me, please.
He turned and, with a dramatic flourish of his red-trimmed black cloak, stalked outside. That had not gone terribly well for a first attempt. At least he didn't have a reputation to besmirch yet. He could always change his costume and try again. Maybe something subtler next time, just sneak in and steal the cash. Maybe leave an understated calling card instead of the flash and excitement of an active robbery. It would be a shame to waste the day, though. The Zeppelin was still hovering over the city, ready to be called down in a moment's notice, and his satchel was still full of all his weapons and gadgets. Perhaps something more attention-grabbing than a simple robbery. A hostage? Alcahest consulted his wrist-mounted computer. A senator was giving a speech on the other side of the city. A perfect opportunity. Alcahest activated his hover boots and, defying gravity, leapt lightly into the air. Mere minutes later, he had descended onto the stage, gratified to hear the gasps and camera flashes from the press below. He'd taken the time to prepare his Omega rifle while in flight. It was a particularly impressive piece of equipment. Very menacing. He was rather proud of it.
I am Alcahest, he cried,
leveling his weapon at the senator, who blubbered and held up his hands.
Now, scum, you will—
I admit it, cried the senator. Please, I can't hold the guilt any longer. I've stolen millions from the funds that were meant to feed the homeless, and I feel awful about it. I don't want to go to prison.
He gazed at Alcahest pleadingly and misinterpreted his beetling brows and grinding teeth.
Look, I'll sell my house and I'll give the money back. If I could take from the homeless, then I deserve to be homeless myself.
The crowd gasped at this revelation.
Senator Durbin, cried a reporter, was there anyone else involved in your crimes? Yes, I promise I will fully cooperate with any investigators. I'm turning myself in immediately. Someone please call a police officer who can take me into custody.
Senator Durvin cast a fearful glance at Alkahest.
Mr. Alkahest!
Shouted another reporter.
It's been some time since a new hero has made such an impressive public appearance. Are you affiliated with the Champions of Order? Can you tell us how you found out about Senator Durvin's crimes?
No comment, growled Alkahest.
He punched a code into his computer and took off without another word, the cameras continuing to flash below him. This day was getting worse and worse. He'd have to come up with a new name, too, now that the media had gotten a hold of it. He touched down a few blocks away. His boots nearly drained of energy. They'd been meant for short-burst flight only, an emergency escape route if the Zeppelin was too slow. He called up a holographic map of the city and considered where he could at least try and salvage something of the day. His exo-armor was still fully charged. He'd have a lot of physical oomph in a good old-fashioned fight. Run faster than a car, punch through walls, that sort of thing. Were there any heroes active in the city today? Someone small-time, preferably. Best to try and keep things under control for his first foray into metacrime. The computer beeped and displayed three possible matches. Perfect! Sideswipe, the low-end speedster who liked to headbutt things, was involved in a mess over on Brewster, just four blocks away. He'd be easy enough to subdue. Speedsters were nothing once you'd immobilize them with nets or glue, of which Alkahest had more than enough. Chemicals were, after all, his specialty. He activated his armor and sped away, moving so fast he was just a red and black blur. Over on Brewster, the street was a mess. Several street lamps were dented, bent over at dangerous angles, and a broken hydrant sprayed water into the air. Alkahest spotted a burly man wearing a thick cylindrical helmet and iron-shod boots. He was leaning against a brick wall, struggling for breath and obviously exhausted. Alkahest didn't see the villain he must have been fighting, but he knew an opportunity when he spotted one. He reached over and grasped a nearby car, servos humming as his armor increased his strength 100-fold. The metal crumpled in his gauntleted hands as he heaved the vehicle overhead and hurled it at the panting metahuman. The man had just enough time to grunt in surprise before 2 tons of metal slammed into him, knocking him backwards into the wall, which tumbled down on top of him, burying him beneath the rubble.
Ha! Witness the power of Alkahest! Cried Alkahest, pumping a fist in the air. That ought to score him some infamy.
Hey! Said a shaky voice behind him. Thanks for the assist.
A slim man in a blue and silver bodysuit shoved aside a pile of garbage cans and tottered upright. His chest bore a stylized S, and his head was encased in a futuristic-looking helmet, complete with goggles and sleek fins, which also adorned the bracers on his arms.
That guy was totally stealing my shtick, the slim man went on. Hammerhead. Puh. Sideswipe is the only ramming-based super in this town.
Hammerhead? Alkahest stammered weakly. Sideswipe?
He glanced back at the pile of rubble. A single brick fell from overhead with a sad clink, clink, clink.
That's me, the blue-suited man stuck out a hand. Sideswipe, super speedster, and you're Alkahest, right?
He shook Alkahest's unresisting gauntlet.
Hey, I heard you foiled a bank robbery barely an hour ago. You're just a busy beaver, aren't you? Leave some for the rest of us, okay?
And with that, he adjusted his helmet, turned, and took off, leaving a cloud of dust and a small sonic boom in his wake. Alkahest stood for a moment, staring at his hand. He clenched it into a fist and stormed off down the street. Around the corner, he spotted a woman in an expensive-looking coat emerging from a department store. Angered beyond reason, he reached out and snatched away her bulging purse, snapping the strands and knocking her down. Her hat fell off, as did her long brown wig. A moment later, a security guard burst out of the door.
Where did she?
Aha! He sprang over.
You've been caught, you dirty thief!
He berated the fallen woman. He turned to Alkahest.
This one's been using different disguises to sneak in here for months, loading up on small, pricey objects. That purse has nearly $1,000 of shoplifted goods in it. Thank you so much for stopping her. You've got amazing instincts to recognize her as a thief like that.
To the guard's surprise, Alcahest raised his hands to his face and burst into tears.
Okay, kids, that should teach you that a life of supercrime does not always lead to a big payoff. If you are interested in more superhero fiction from Nathaniel Lee, you should check out his story As Fast As You Can at Daily Science Fiction. While it's not exactly the same continuity as this story, you will definitely recognize some of the characters. It's a good read, check it out. I'll have the links in the show notes. Stories of the supervillain's journey have been pretty popular the last few years. From Universal's Despicable Me, to DreamWorks' Megamind, and don't forget Josh Whedon's internet miniseries, Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog. So why the surge? I just think it's fun to play with the tropes and tell the story from a different perspective. It's fun to see what makes the bad guys tick. Well, I think we'll venture away from the supers for a bit. In fact, I think we may get off the trail and head to sea. Maybe the Caribbean islands. But that's a journey for another day. See you next week. Journey on. And remember,
the power is yours!
The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Share it, spread it around, but don't sell it, and don't change it. Theme music was provided by Man in Space.